We're going to review the brisa that we started yesterday on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Beit Amud Aleph. First of the large lines, the last word on the line. Tanya Kavadeti Rebbe Yochanan. We look at Rebbe Acha Bar Yaakov. We were yesterday going over the different ways that we can understand that the Mila is Doche Shabbos. So Rebbe Yochanan learned it from the word Biyom, and Rebbe Acha Bar Yaakov learned it from the day Hashmini. Okay, we have a Bryce that's going to see clearly that we're going to learn, like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Biyom that's going to be Doche the Shabbos and not the word Shmini. That's very important for us when we read this Bryce to pay attention to the Bryce of this. The Gemara is going to ask on the Bryce, we're going to see that there's going to be a Havamina. There's going to be one way in learning the Bryce, and then the Bryce is going to turn. And we have to understand what caused the Bryce to do that. Shmini Yimul. The Pasuk says, Shmini Yimul, on the 8th you shall do the circumcision. Afilu b'Shabbos, and the Mashmaot is even on Shabbos. Umani Mekayim, but we have a Pasuk, Mechaleya Mod Yumat, we have a conflict of Sukkim. One says you should do it on Shmini, even on Shabbos. The other one says anyone who's Mechal Shabbat should be killed. And by doing a circumcision, that's called a Chil Shabbos. That's talking about B'Shar Malachot Chutz Memila. That being the Chil Shabbos, Mod Yumat, is all other malachas except for Mila. Oh, Aini. Or maybe Aino. It's the opposite. You have the two Pesukim. You have the doing the Mila on the eighth day and the Chil Shabbat. The first way of learning the first part of the price of the Reisha was that the Michale Mod Yumat we push away and the Shmini is Dafka. Or Aino Ela, Afilu Mila. Maybe the Pasuk Mechalei Amot Yumat is so strong that even Mila gets pushed away. And if you do Mila on Shabbos, you're going to be Mechaleia, and therefore you're in the Mot Yumat. Then Mani Mekayim Shmini Yimo. So what about the Pasuk on the eighth day you shall circumcise? Chutz Mishabbos. On the eighth day when it's not Shabbos. That's what we think. Tamad Lomer B'Yom. The Yom comes in and lets us know that it pushes off Shabbos, Afilu b'Shabbos. So our price again started off that Shmini, the way you understand Shmini, that Shmini pushes off the command of Mechaleya Mos Yumas. And then the Gemara said, the price says, well maybe Mechaleya Mos Yumas is Dafka and Shmini is not. Therefore the Pasuk B'Yom comes in. So we had a switch in the middle of the price. And it's good to get down this Shaka L'Vitari, because we're going to have the same Shaka L'Vitari with two other commands in just a minute. Later on in the Amid Beit. So, Omer Rava, Hai Tana, our writer, Mi'akora Maika Nachitle, Ubisof Maika Kashile. What was originally, Mi'akora, originally when it started off, and you had the Pasuk of Shmini, we said the Shmini is Docher Shabbos, and you're not going to be over Mechaleya Mos Yumas. Maika Nachitle, what was fine with it in the beginning? Well, it was so Maika Kashale. At the end, what happened that all of a sudden there was a kasha to it that it said that Shmini does not push off the Shabbos and you had to come on to Biyom? Let's just see Rashi on this. He explains the question. Rashi, Tanya Kavadi to Rabbi Yochanan, the Yalif Miviyom. That he learns from Miviyom and not from Shmini. We said that the pasuk in the ratio of the brisa, that the word shmini is dafka. If you feel it on Shabbos and even on Shabbos, v'dochi mechaleya mos yumas, v'dochi and it pushes off. U'mechaleya mos yumas etzel sharam alachot me'ezetam nir aloken. What was in the beginning? We say that shmini pushes off the chilah Shabbat. Ula b'sof. Kishehefek Devarav, he turned his words around. Fiyomer, oh, Eino, Ella, oh, Eino, Ella, it doesn't even feel Mila Bekla Mechalei Mos Yumas. That even Mila is in the category, if you do it, you're going to be Chil Shabbos. The Hudafka, Vidachi Shmini Yimol Eitzel Shayomi, and we Vidachi the Shmini Yimol to the rest of the days. My Kashale, the time of Rishon, what happened that he changed from the first reasoning over here? So we're going to examine this price over here, and it's basically a Gemara. Hachikamor. This is how you have to read. In the beginning of the price, where we said that the Shemini is Dafka and it's going to push off the Mechaleil Mos Yumas, is because there's a Kavachomer going on. And we're going to have a question on the Kavachomer, and that'll be the safer of the price. Hachi kamar shmini yimul afila b'shabes. Maya ni mekai mechalei mos yumas b'shar malachot chutz mamila. That's the brisa. Aval mila dachye, it's going to push off Shabbos. My time at Kal v'chomer, there's a Kal v'chomer going on over here. Let me explain the Kal v'chomer outside, and then we'll see it inside. Tzorat, if a Kohen has Tzorat, is a shidoche et havoda. The avoda doche et a Shabbos, right? If a Kohen has Tzorat, he's going to be doche, it's going to doche the avoda. He cannot do the avoda in the base of Migdash. We don't say cut off the Tzorat and do the avoda, meaning the Tzorat is much more stronger than the avoda. It pushes off the avoda. And yet avoda in the korbanos, we know that the korbanos in the, on Shabbos is doche the Shabbos. So we have the Tzorat is stronger than the avoda because it pushes off the avoda, and avoda is stronger than Shabbos. So mila, which is going to be doche the Tzorat, meaning if someone has Tzorat on where his makom mila is, you just cut it off. Big deal. So he's not a mitzvah anymore. You cut off the mitzvah. And the Gemara is going to go into detail on how this works over here. So if someone has Tzorat on the mila, you cut it off. So again, if Tzorat is doche the avoda, which is doche the Shabbos, and mila is doche Tzorat, how much more so mila should be doche the Shabbos? Beautiful Kal v'chomer. The Gemara inside. My timer. Kal v'chomer. My Tzorat should doche the avoda, it pushes off the avoda. The avoda doche the Shabbos, and the Kohanim can bring korbanos over on Shabbos. Mila doche ota. Mila pushes off Tzorat. If you have Tzorat, you do the Mila anyway. Shabbos shenitke mipnei avoda. Eino din shidei Mila doche ota. And therefore Shabbos, which is pushed off because of the avoda, it's nitke because of the avoda. Eino din shidei Mila doche ota. So there's the Kal v'chomer, beautiful Kal v'chomer. We see that Tzorat is stronger than Shabbos, and Mila is stronger than Tzorat, and therefore Mila pushes off Tzorat. So that's a very good Kal v'chomer. So, but at the end, all of a sudden, the brisa took a turn. Umay o eino, dekamor. What about the brisa that all of a sudden changed its mind and says, well, maybe it's not, and Michalei Mos Yumas is going to be the stronger one, it's going to push off Mila. Hada Omer, it was Hada Omer. He retracted and he said like this, Umay the Tzorat Chamora. Who says that Tzorat is Chamora than the Avoda? Even though we said that a Kohen that has Tzorat, he can't do the Avoda. Who says that's because the Tzorat is more strict? It's the Chomer of the Kal. Dilma Shabbos Chamora. Maybe Shabbos is really Chamora. And the whole Kal v'chomer falls apart. Shechen yesh ba onshiv yazoros habei. There's a lot of onish. There's more onish with Shabbos, and there's a lot more warnings in the Torah with Shabbos. Oh, mamai mishum dechamiri tzoros. What about the avoda that we're docha? We see mamai mishum dechamiri tzoros. Who says that we're pushing off the avoda because the tzoros is so chomer? Dilma mishum kavahu delo chazi. The reason why a vote is pushed off, even if you were to cut off the Tzorat on the Kohen on Shabbos, what good is it going to do? He has to go to the mikveh. And he can't go to the mikveh till the night. So if he takes the Tzorat and cuts it off himself, he still can't do a vote on Shabbos. So who says it's because that the Tzorat is so chomer? It's because he's not chazi, he's not fitting to do the service. What? We do have a havamina. We're going to have later on. It's going to be in the Havamina. Uma ani mekayim shmini yimul. So what do you do? Uma ani mekayim shmini yimul. According to this, you didn't need the Kal v'chomer. I mean, the Kal v'chomer is off. Uma ani mekayim shmini yimul. So therefore, the shmini yimul, since you don't have the Kal v'chomer that should push off, chutz mishabbos. Therefore, shmini cannot push off Shabbos. Because the whole Kal v'chomer broke down over here. The whole reason why we said that the Brit Mila should be done on Shabbos is because it pushes off Tzorat. And Tzorat pushes off Avoda, which was off Shabbos. So therefore, Mila should also push off Shabbos. But now we're saying it's not the Tzorat that's pushing off the Avoda. Therefore, just because Mila can push off Tzorat doesn't mean Mila pushes off Shabbos. So therefore, I'm going to be Mekayim Shmini Yimul Chutz Mishabbos, because you have a pasuk Mechalei Amos Yumas. Talmud Lomer Biyom Afilu Bishabbos. Therefore, we need the pasuk Biyom, a second pasuk over here of Biyom, to even on Shabbos. Vashi. Ma Tzorah Tzorat Shidochet Havoda. Azor she has zero Torah alat sorat shlo to the coach Baharaso, Kititanya. We know that you're not allowed to cut off the part that has tzoras on you. Like it says in Makos, Hishon v'nega hatzoras, Azor v'kotz it's barato. When it says be careful of the nega tzoras, it means don't cut off your tzorat. Hakotov midaber. V'achamira Torah b'yazor azu l'tchot ha'avoda. And we see that the Torah is so severe with this prohibition that you don't cut it off, even if it's going to be docha the avoda in the base of Mikdash. K'dekayim olam b'psochim. The tumat mate nidchit b'korban tzibor. If the Kohanim all tumas mates, it's nidchit the korban tzibor. V'lo zavin mitzorah. Meaning if a Kohen is tumas mates, he can still do the korban. Certain cases, but not if he's a zav and he's a mitzor. Ubetalim lasot pesach. We bottle him from doing the pesach. V'lo amin and yikotzu b'horah soviyakol pesachim. We don't say over there that you cut off the tzoras and eat the pesachim. Or kohen, here's our case. Yikotzu b'horah soviyoved et a v'yoved ima kohanim. We don't say that he cuts it off. If the Kohanim are Tamei and the Kal is Tar, even so, if he has Tzoras, we don't let him do the Avoda. So, Tzoras is Doka the Avoda. And the Avoda is Chamor, he is very Chamor because it's Doka the Shabbos. Vashi, Betamidim, Umuzafim, for Karbonos Tzibor, Shizman and Kibur, whatever is Zman Kibur. So, we the Havamina was Tzoras is pushing up the Avoda, and Avoda is pushing up the Shabbos. And Mila, continuing in Rashi, is Doche Otam. Et HaTzorat. We know that Mila is going to push off the Tzorat. Kedetani Lekaman, Yimul Basor Olaso, Afilu Yomachum Beheres Yikots. Even in a place where there's the Beheres, the Tzorat should do it. So that was the original Havamina, that Mila for sure is going to push off Shabbos. But now we broke down the Kal V'chomer. It's not because Tzorat prevents the Avoda of the Kohen in the base of Mikdash. It's because even if you cut off the Tzoras, it's not going to help. He still has to go to the mikvah. So the whole, who says it's more, it's because it's more Chomer. Maybe Shabbos more Chomer, and you don't have this whole Kal V'chomer. Therefore, when it says on the Shmini, you do the Bris Mila, maybe it's not talking about Shabbos, maybe it's talking every day except for Shabbos, comes the Pasuk B'yom. Uma o eini dikamar demashma o eini king. It's not so. Meaning the Kal V'chomer is not true. Kamosh yamo ela filu mila nami b'klal mechaleya. That even mila is in the klal that if you mechal Shabbos with it, you're going to get a death penalty. My kashalei dekai har debate. So what happened to the Kal V'chomer that he retracted on it? Hadomer tana v'lenavshe memai detzoris chomor mishabbos detei Kal V'chomer. We came off that when we said that the Tzoras was more chomer than Shabbos from the Kal V'chomer. The Yom Shabbos chomer. Maybe the Shabbos more chomer. Taha, the Tzoras docha avoda, memai. The mishum chomer the Tzoras say, is it because it's the chomer of Tzoras? The reason why we said you can't cut off the Tzoras is not because Tzoras is so severe. It's because the gavra, the Kohen, is not going to be chazi even if you cut it off. The lekaman. Later on, we're going to explain the Gemara that you could even be cut off from Mechus Tefillah. He's Mechus Tefillah. For Erev Shemesh, and he needs Erev Shemesh. Meaning he can't go to the mikvah until the nightfall. So Mamarashak, he can't do the Avoda. Vayom lo yaveh. Vatavol yom de mitzorah ke mitzorah. Atavol yom, someone who is healed from his mitzorah, he still needs the Tefillah of the in the mikvah, he's still considered a mitzorah. So we're left without the Kal V'chomer, and you have the pasuk Mechalei Amos Yumas Efilu B'Mila V'Yakorcha Shmini Yimol Tidche Eitzel Shar Yomim, and therefore the Shmini means on any other day, and not Shabbos, and therefore we come up with the pasuk B'Yom like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanu Rabbanan, Braisa, Mila Doche the Tzoras. We know that Mila is Doche the Tzoras. Bein bizmana, bein shelo bizmana. If it's the eighth day and the infant has tzoras on his makom mila, you do the bris mila. even if it's after the 8th day, the 9th day, if he's an older kid or whatever. Yom Tov ain't a docha. And a Yom Tov is not docha the Mila, Ela Bismana, only if it's on the 8th day. But if it's on the 9th day, not. Bilvad. Mahani Mila. Let's deal specifically with the case of the Bris Mila, that the Makom of the Mila that has Tzoras on it, that we're allowed to cut off his mana, ooh, below his mana, doesn't make a difference. Mahani Mila, the ton of Rabbanim, we're going to have a Brisa. Yimol, it says in Vayikra, Yimol Basar Orlaso. You cut off the Basar of his Orlaso. Now the word Basar is extra over here. That's clear. It doesn't seem. Even if it has tzoras on it, you cut it off. It's you cut off the basar of his orla. What's the basar letting us know? Basar that's even infected by tzoras, you could cut it off. Oh, ma'ani mekayim. Wait a second, I have another mitzvah. Very similar to Shaka Vatari, which we just had before. On one hand it says, yimo basar orla, so even if a makom with his tzoras. Another pasuk says, yisham b'neged tzoras. It says you be careful with the negative source, meaning you don't cut it off. You see the source on you, you're not allowed to cut it off in order to before the Kohen comes or anything, in order to show that you don't have source. So what do we do with this? Bishama koma chutz mamila. That pasuk, hishama b'negat source, bishama koma chutz mamila, except for the makom mila. We're saying that the yimu basar alaso is the dafka, and the hishama b'negat source is going to be pushed off for it. Or ainu? Ela, feel of Mila. Maybe no, the opposite. Hishava Negat Soras is going on everything. And it's even going to be pushing off Mila. Umani Mekayim Yimo Basor Loso. So then what do I do? It says, you cut off the flesh of the oiler, even in a place, Mashma, that it's not, that it has Baharis. As much as ain't by Baharis. No, it's talking about when there is no Baharis. But if there is Baharis, that should be Doka. Tamid Lomer, Basor. You would think that you would do it. Talmud Lomar, Basar. The word Basar is a total reboy, it's Lidrasha. Meaning we would have thought originally that when it comes between Mila and Tzoras, that the Mila wins. All of a sudden comes the Brisa and changes around. Maybe not. Maybe Tzoras wins, but there's an extra, there's a reboy of a Basar of a Basar, and therefore that's why Chris Mila wins. Alpha Pichiyesh Shan Beharis. Beharis or Baharis? Beharis, thank you.
Beharis is at the end of the pasuk. Beharis is in the middle of the pasuk.
Thank you. Omer Rava, again, we have the same problem as we had in the same brisa. What changed in the brisa? The beginning of the brisa said there's no problem, Mila is going to be docha, the tzoras. And then all of a sudden we say maybe not, and therefore we had to come on to a gezeiras shava. What was the havamina, what was the limud going on in the beginning before we had the pasuk? Omer Rava, high tan and yikar, originally my nichale. What was fine with it, that it had no problem that the mila is going to be docha, the tzoras. Well, it was so my kashale. At the end, what was the kash that all of a sudden came up, that we're going to say that, no, maybe not. Maybe the tzoras is more chomer than the mila, and until we bring out the gezeiras hakasuf of basar, we're going to say that the tzoras will win out. Haki, come on. This is how you have to read it. Yimu basa orlaso afapishyesh beharis. That you cut the flesh, you cut the mila, even though that there's beharis. Umani mekayim yisham benegat tzoras. So what do I do then with the pasuk? Oh, you have to be careful with the negat tzoras that you don't cut it off. Bishar makomot chutz mimila. In every place except for mila. Avav mila, but mila docher tzoras. My timer. What's the reason that Mila, even without a Gezeres HaKasuf, is stronger than Tzorat? My time at the Yatim Kavachomer. Again, there's a Kavachomer over here. Umay Shabbos Chemor. Shabbos is very Chemor. Umila Dochota. And Mila pushes off Shabbos. Tzoras. Tzoras, that's not, that we already established, is not as strong as Shabbos. Lo Kol Shekhen. How much more so then that Mila should push off Tzorat? We already established above that Tzoras is not stronger than Shabbos. So if Shabbos is strong and Mila is stronger than Shabbos, then for sure, Mila is stronger than Tzoras, which is not going to be pushed off for Shabbos. Oh my, and then the following through, so what changed in the Brisa that all of a sudden they decided that this Kavachoma was not good enough and you needed a Pasuk? Oh my, or Eino. What about the or Eino? Maybe not, that we said in the Brisa. the Ka'amar that you said? Hadar, we retracted Ka'amar. Memai the Shabbos Chamire. Who says that Shabbos is more Chomer? The Yom Tzor is Chamir. Maybe it really is that Tzorah is more Chomer than Shabbos. Shechein is Docher Avodah. Because we see that Tzorah is Docher the Avodah. Even though above, we said that maybe it's not the Tzorah that's Docher the Avodah. It's because he's not Chazi. He still needs the Mila, the Mikvah. But again, maybe not. Maybe it is because of the Tzorah is more Chomer. So he's going back and forth. The Yom really, it's a perhaps over here. Maybe the Tzorah really is Chomer. Shechein Docher the Avodah. The Avodah Docher the Shabbos. And yet the Avodah of the base of Mikdash is Docher the Shabbos in the Kavua public Korban. Talmud Lomer, therefore we have to come on to the extra pasuk of Basar. Afa Pish Yesh Sham Beheres, even if there is Tzoras over there. So again, we started off, it seems to be illogical, Kal V'Chomer going on over here on why Mila is stronger, but then maybe not. Maybe we can uproot that Kal V'Chomer, and therefore we need the pasuk. Rashi. Bein Shalom Bizmana, Kagon Kon, Chola, we wait till he gets more healthy. Even in that case, if he has a source in the Makamila, we cut it off. The word Basar is a Riboyhu Ulidrasha. And since it's an extra word, you don't need to say that Yimul Basar Olaso. Just say Yimul Olaso. Take off his Ola. Hakatsina, Lishna Khmina. Next one. Next case. Lishna Khmina. No, it's possible, you can't. Kohen's not allowed to do the Avodah, so if he has Tzoras.
The Avodah is stronger than
the Avodah? No, why can't he do it? Let's say there's no other Kohen except for this Kohen that has Tzoras. So what do? No Avodah. Why? Because the Tzoras is Docher the Avodah. The fact that he's Tamei with the Tzoras, he has Tumah on him, it pushes off the fact that he has to do Avodah. That's the limit on there. That's the fact that the tumor of the Tzoras is so strong, even though you need to do a vote in the base of Mikdash, we push away the vote in the base of Mikdash because he's in a status of Tzorah. That's the strength that one overrules the other one. The fact that he's tumor of the Tzoras stays with him, and the fact that we have a vote is pushed off in light of the Tzoras. Lishna Achrina. Lishna Queen, another way to understand why Mila is Docher the Shab, the Tzoras. Why is Mila Docher the Tzoras? The case we learned before is because we have the Pasuk Pasar. Or there's a Kal V'Chomer, which anyway the Kal V'Chomer has a Kash on. Or there's another way of doing it. Mila Docher the Tzoras, my timer, Tiyati Aser V'Dachilotase. Classic case of a conflict in the Torah where there's a mitzvah Aser to do, and there's a Lotase to do. Comes the Aser and is Docher the Lotase. You have a mitzvah said to give the boy a bris milah, or anyone a bris milah, we'll see. And now we have a Lotase that you have to be careful of the mega of Tzoras. The Aser comes and is Docher the Lotase. The Ramban in Torah explains why is the Aser always more, takes precedence over the Lotase. The Aser represents the mitzvah Aser in the Torah, which we should do with Ahava, right? The mitzvah Aser is all the tzitzit, the tefillin, the sukkah, the lulav. Mitzvah Aser represents the Ahava aspects. You love doing the mitzvahs, you do the kumvi Aser. The Lotah says you don't do things, don't eat chazit, don't be mechal shar, all these other things, comes from Yira. Ahava is more powerful than Yira. Serving Hashem from Ahava is more powerful than Yira, and therefore the Aser is always going to push off the Lotase in the Torah. And that's a cloud. Wherever you have an Aser and a Lotase, a conflict between the Pesukim, we do the Aser. The Gemara is going to explain different cases at the bottom of the Amud. So there's Lishna Achrina. The reason why Mila is Docher the Tzoras is my time at the Atiyas V'Docher Lotase. Umay O Eino. So what happened? The price had changed and says maybe not. This isn't the good limon and we have to come on to the Pasuk, the word Pasar, the Kama that you said. Had the Kama. He retracted. Let us say, when do you say that the Aser is Docher the Lotase? That's Lotase greater. Only when there's a Lotase. There's an Aser versus only a Lotase. Hi, but the mitzvah of Torah has an Aser and a Lotase. Has an Aser and a Lotase. Who? Has both of them. Let's see Rashi. Haki gotzina lishna kmina my time at the yas v'tachin lotasem my time in mila dokit tzaras the at the yas the yimul the yas of the pasuk yimul v'tachin lotasem of hishamel lecha Haki kind of on the parakama the yavamos the at the yas v'tachin lotasem. Let's point down in yavamos, meaning yavamos goes to a few dafim on this cloud. Hi yas v'lotasem who really tzaras is an at and lotasem hishama is lotasem who. The last sot kecholat sheyoru of the kohen is the aser hayenu aser. So you have a aser and a lotaser. So mani mekayim. So what do I do now with the pasuk yimu basa or laso? But you have to cut off. You have to circumcise the flesh of the bas of the olah. Bisman she ain't ba beheres. But there's no beheres. Where there's no tzaras. Tamid lomer basa. Alpha Pishi Yesham Beharis. We can't go on the Limud, rather it's from a Pasuk. The Rashba asks a very strong question over here. What was the Havamina of the Gemara? What the person who started off the Lishna Khmina says the Mila is Doka the Tsaras, but it's not the Asa, but Doka Lotasa. He didn't know that Tsaras had an Asa and a Lotasa over here. This is a Pasha the Klal that we learn all over the Torah over here. So the Rashba explains this Mila is such a strong Asa. It's one of the two Asa in the Torah is that if you don't do it, you get chorus. Meaning all the chorus, Isuri chorus, is on a lotaseh. Only two positive mitzvahs get chorus. One of them is Mila. Anyone know the other one? Pesach. These are the two mitzvahs. Says you see the how severe Mila is. And also we mentioned earlier that it has 13 drisos that were given with it. So therefore we think that the Asa of the Mila is so strong that it even would be docha an asa a lota asa of something else, kamash malan, it's not true. The klal stands and asa is only docha a lota asa, it's not docha an asa with a lota asa. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. Rava. Amar.
Tinoch.
Oh, sorry. Tinoch. This is all good. Now, the pasuk we brought before was talking about Yimul Basso or Lasso. It's really written two places in the Torah. It's written in Vayikra and Parshas Tazria, which is talking about an 8-day-old baby. It's also talking in, that would be Ubiyom HaShmini Yimul Basso or Lasso, and we have the word Basso extra. It's also written in the Parsha of Mila with Avram Avino. And over there it says, V'orla Zacha Shelo Yimul Et Basso or Lasso. It's talking about a guttle. Someone who's over 13 years old is going to get a punishment. So we have two places that the word basar is extra, and both these cases will come and push off the beharis, the tzorat. So that's tina gadol, a case of the gadol, diksiv, bahu basar, in the parsha of Avram Avinu, in Lech Lecha. Ka'anami kisiv basar, in the parsha of Tazmi, which is talking 8-day-old. So we have someone who's a gadol over the age of 13, he has the word basa written with him. You have to take off the basa of the oral also, even in a place where there's tzorat, and even with a kid 8 days old, we have the pasuk written. Beinoni, what about someone who's over the age of 8 days old and under 13? Menalan, where do we know that if he has tzorat, you could push it off? Again, let's see Rashi. He'll explain it out clearly. Tino Kotl, he's a bar onchi. Someone who's over 13, he gets onish to see the bay, and this is in Parshas Lech Lecha. It's to see bay basa, as the pasuk says, V'yol zacha shelo yimul et basa or lasso, and he'll get a punishment if he doesn't do it. V'hai b'bar onchi mishtai. It's clear that it's a bar onchi over there. Mid mechayiv le karis, he'll get karis. V'ka'anami b'zmana, it says b'yom hashmini. You yimol the basar of his orlaso. So the word basar comes in with someone over the age of 13, and it comes with an 8-day-old. Kisiv ebe basar. Ubiyom hashmini yimol basar orlaso. So what about a benoni? Someone in between, from day 9 till he's 13. Kedon shlo bizmano. V'lav bar onshim. It's not in its man, it's not the 8th day, and he's not a bar onshim. V'yaviv mitzalfin lo. Nafgalan mehimol lechem kol hazocha. The father has to give the bris milah from him. So where do you learn the case of the Beinoni, Minala, Omer Abaya, and we're going to have a machloket now between Abaya and Rava. Abaya says, Atia mibinyana. We do a binyan. I mean, this is called basically a tzad hashava, meaning we compare the two mitzvahs and we bring out a common denominator from it, as in the way that we learn the Torah. And we see the common denominator would also include someone who's over the age of 9 days and under 13. Migadol lo atya. From the gadol, you cannot learn out someone who's not a gadol, shechein onish koris. Because the gadol has an onish koris, and maybe that's the reason why you can cut off even in the makom of tzoras. Mikad lo atya, and you can't learn it from a kohen, shechein mila bizmana. Because it's the mila in the eighth day, it's bizman. And that's why you can cut off the basar, even when it's beharis. Hatzad ha-shavshav, so you can't learn from one of them. But the tzad ha-shavshav behem, the shavar from them. The common denominator, shechein nimulim, they are going to get the bris mila, the dochim and the tzoras. Both of them have to get mila and the dochim of the Shabbat, the tzoras. Af kol ha-nimulim dochim and the tzoras. All cases of nimulim is dochim the Shabbat, the tzoras, and therefore this person is going to have it. Even though he doesn't have a pasuk, he's going to doke the tzoras. Rashi, Beinoni, Kigon, Shalo, Bizmana, Velav, Bar, Onshim, I meant to read that. Atia, Mibinyana, this is from a binyan, this is going to be a tzadashav. Hatzadashav, Shabahem, Shinimulo, Vidokin, the tzoras. Afani, Avi, Beinoni, Shinimo, Vidche, Hatzoras. Lava, Alma, Mila, Bizmana, Doche, Lotzvika, Kwa. He's not going to learn like a buyer. What did Abaya learn? Well, he's not even going to learn like he said above. Rava holds that you don't need any of this. You don't need a pusik of busser for a 8-day-old baby that it's going to push off the tzoras, and you can just cut the tzoras off. Rava meant mila bismana docha the tzorah, lot shrika kwa. The pusik is extra. And since the pusik is extra, you don't have to learn hatzada shava, shibahem. Rather, that pusik of busser with the 8-day-old baby, when it says ubiyomeshmini, that it says yimul basar or lasso, that our lasso is going to be on the baby that's after, not bismano. Because mila bismano does not need a pasik. Mikava chomer. This is a kama chomer. Atya, where it comes from. Uma Shabbos bechamira. Shabbos is very chomer because it has a lot of onshim with, and a lot of times the Torah writes that it's asr. It's dochet tzoras. It pushes off tzoras. Sorry. Umay Shabbos dechamiri docha. Just like Shabbos, which is very severe, the mila is docha. Shabbos tzoras lo kol shechein. How much more so tzoras? Of course, it's going to push it off because mila pushes off Shabbos. Omeli v'safra. The safra comes in questions, Rava. L'Rava m'may the Shabbos chamiri. Again, you're bringing up this kal v'chomer that we're already going back and forth for. We don't know how to learn up which is more chomer. There's other possible ways to learn off which is more chomer than the other one. He says, "Umamai the Shabbos chamir, Dilma, Tzoret chamir." Maybe it's really the Tzoret that's more chomer than Shabbos. Why? Shechin doker the avoda, avoda doker the Shabbos. Because we know that Tzoret is doker the avoda, which is doker the Shabbos. So don't bring me a kal v'chomer that we don't need a pasuk. Because mila is more stronger than Shabbos, and Shabbos is more stronger than Tzoras. Maybe Tzoras is more stronger than Shabbos. So Rava asks, "Hatam lav mishum dechemiri Tzoras?" Over there, the reason that Tzoras pushes off a voda is not because that it's so chomer Tzoras, and the mishum dekavu lokazi. He's not fitting for the service because he has to go to the mikvah. So therefore, v'amai, why then? Yikot beheraso v'yobin mechusit tefila. Amai. So according to you, the Kohen, his tzoras is not. It's not that the tzoras is so chamor. It says that even if he takes off the tzoras, he still has a problem because he needs to go to the mikvah. Amai. Yikot beheraso v'yobin mechusit tefila. Sorry. Just amai. Why? Just let him cut off his beheras. Let him take off the tzoras. I read the answer in the first part. I added the answer in over here. Here's the answer. I read it all together. Mishum de gabo de lo kazile. So let him do the avoda. No, he's mechusi tefila. Since he's mechusi tefila, someone who's mechusi tefila, even though he doesn't have tzoras, he's also considered a mitzora, and he can't do the avoda. Who? Tinok Negoyim Tumeim. So if Safa said that's fine on Negoyim that are Tumeim, Negoyim Taharim, something that you don't have to go to the mikvah for, but you're still not allowed to cut it off. Ma'ika Lameima. What do you do with that? Kasha on Vava. Let there be a case where there's a tzoras, which is tahar, that he doesn't have to go to the mikvah for. Let him come and cut off that tzoras. So we need the pasuk to let us know in that case. Amar Rav Ashi, Heicham Rina, this is where we say Heicham Rina and Diati Yas V'Dokha Lo Taseh. Where do we say that the mitzvah aseh of doing the avoda can come and cut off the lotaseh? When do we say all this? Kagon mila bitzoras. That's mila bitzoras. Inami tzitzit ukalayim. Tzitzit, you're allowed to tie tzitzit, wool and linen on kalayim. When it's kalayim over there, you're allowed to be mekayim. Take wool tzitzit with linen and make them together, even though you're going to be over the issur of shatness. This, in these two cases, the moment that you are doing, that you're uprooting the Isser, you're doing the positive mitzvah. So one is atiyah aseh b'tocha lo taseh, when it's simultaneously. For example, the second I'm doing the bris milah, I'm doing taking care of the lav of the tzoras. Hacha, over here, be'idna d'mid'ake l'lav, at the moment that he's uprooting the lav of cutting off the tzoras, even though it's tzoras tahara, he's lokai moki masa. He's not doing the avoda. He's got to wait a minute. It's not the same thing. It's not that he's doing the avoda at the same second that they're cutting off his tzorah over here. It's not simultaneously like the mila over here. It's not mekayim the aseh, which removing the lotaseh. Therefore, we don't say it. Rashi.
To remove the tzorah tahara is also aseh.
He wouldn't star. Because maybe it's going to develop into something else. You just don't need a mikvah. You don't need a mikvah on these things. He took care of the mikvah part. Vashi. Lo tzvika kara, but he had to kara l'shalob izmana. So therefore the pasuk of basar is shalob izmana shel benoni. The gavra lo chazi. The person's not fitting. Kaisak, the whole havamin is because he's tamei and he needs the mikvah. Benoni depart, v'yikutz v'yitar, v'yavon. Let him cut it off, he'll be tahar and v'yavon. No, he's mechusa tefila. V'lo chazi li'avoda b'hai yoma. He's not fitting for that day. U'mishum l'machar, and tomorrow, the late avoda. Come on, lo nitke. Who says he's going to have a voda tomorrow? Who says it should be pushed it off for tomorrow? Negoyim taharim, kagon pahak. That's how you say it? Pahak?
Bohak.
Bohak. Bohak, u'parcha bekulia, or if his whole body is covered with sauce, I don't know how you're going to remove that. Skin the whole person. But anyway, these, what? Ubekulahu, idrabu liyisa ketzitza. It's an isur ketzitza. The sifrei brings out that even on something that's tahar, you can't do. Ein liela mishin nizgak letuma achlo nizgak letuma minayin tamalama kachol shiyo. In all cases where there's tzaras, even tahar, there's a lav to cut it off. Elomir bavashi. The whole lum that's going on over here. Hadi amin in Shabbos kamir mitzaras alpha kav the dachi tzaras liyavoda. Lav chumah didei, didaku. It's not the chumah of tzoras. It's because of the lumness of atiyas v'dachalot taseh, kagod mila b'tzoras, tibishas ketzitz, dimiyaka lav, mekayim aseh. It's at the moment that you're uprooting the lav of tzoras, you mekayim the aseh of mila. V'chein tzitzit, the kalayim. Also with tzitzit, with kalayim, b'shas levisha, at the moment that you're putting it on. See a little steer in Rashi over here. Rashi mentioned before that the tzitzit is even on the, it's a chobar on the beged, we saw before that, even if it's in your drawer. Over here, Rashi is saying clearly it's b'shas levisha. Miyaka lav, you're uprooting the lav of that you're not allowed to wear shatness. Umekai masa. About tzoras, but the case of the tzoras with the kohen. Hanikzat said, when you cut it off, mishuma voda, be'idna de miyaka, at the moment now that you're uprooting the lav, the ketzitza of cutting off, even if it's tahor, even if it's tzoras tahor, ikati lo mekayim asa the avoda. You're not doing the avoda. Hilchak mitche avoda memeila. Therefore, the avoda is nitche memeila. V'lav chomer detzarso. It's not a chomer detzarso. And therefore, we can learn the kal v'chomer according to Vava. And that's what Ravashi did, that you don't even need the pasuk. And therefore, the pasuk of Pasur is going on to teach us that a kid that's over the day of 9 days old and not and under 13, you have a pasuk to teach it and not the tzad hashav shel abayah.